I am Daniel Lukic.
And I'm Fiki Petri, and welcome to Abstract Essay.
Yes, Abstract Essay, people, another week. We missed our episodes last week, but now we are doing our episode for this week. And according to our rating, we are number 235. Where?
Britain.
Great Britain.
And oi, mates.
And we are out in France. Wow. But thank you so much. I hope you're going to support us. I'm going to check another rating that we have. Where is it now? Why is it not coming? I think we are number... Mr. Vicky, we are number in which country? Poland, as usual. And
Greece, 151.
Oh, not bad. At least you're listening to our podcast. Thank you so much. Greece, Poland, and Great Britain. I hope you will continue listening to us because we are dedicated to do this podcast to create or to empower artists like us.
Every week we empower each other.
Yes. Empower. But actually, according to FeedSpot, we have 500 audiences listening to us. Oh, not bad, 500.
That's too many.
It's too many. And let's promote your book, Mr. Vicky, The Art of Reach You.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about the plot of Reach You?
So I made an art book of my last 5 years of digital art into one big book. It's got all my favorites from the last 5 years, and it's, if you like my art, it's really nice. I have a lot of description and how I did the art that on each picture, and it's very good if you're into my art.
Yes, it's all about Mr. Fiki hobbies when Mr. Liang until now, doing paintings, and it's available on Amazon
for ebook, for sooner or later hardcover and paperback.
I think it's done, Mr. Freaky. It's available already.
Oh, I was looking, it didn't seem like
Kindle. Wait, probably it's in the other one. It's already available on other platform, but I'm gonna check it out. But it's already available, people, from hardcover to paperback on Amazon. And sooner or later, it will be available to Barnes & Nobles. What else? Another leading online bookstores worldwide. So please do support Mr. Vicky so that more volumes to come. He's planning to have 100 volumes, people. 100 volumes. The Art of Reach You, volume 100. Oh.
The graveyard.
She's actually doing now the volume 2. The ending or the beginning? I know. Middle and the ending, the volume 3. Volume 3.
It's like a Spider-Man movies. It's all home related.
Yes.
Far From Home, Homecoming.
Yeah, so Mr. Vicky, which art of yours we gonna talk about today? I remove my screen.
My piece.
Oh wow, bow and arrow.
It's a broomstick.
I have a broomstick.
So bow and arrow.
Okay, Mr. Vicky. So what is the title of this piece?
This is called Flying Through the Clouds. It's not really, it's pretty, yeah, it's just how it, it's just what is happening in the picture. And I think maybe the British viewers might like this one. It's sort of like a wizard themed witch kind of character. and she's flying through the clouds at sunset, and all these lovely red color shining through the clouds, and it's just so annoying doing this picture.
But it's great.
Because, thank you. It's I had so much crisis with this picture.
So how many hours you did this?
Well, I had a week, right?
first time. That's because, why it's so good.
Because I had so much problem with the perspective of the pose here. I had to like 3D model it. Like, I had to do actual 3D model to get it proper.
Mm-mm.
So this took a lot of fixing and correcting. It was a learning experience, definitely.
But it's really good. It's something else. People, if Mr. Fiki do it for 1 week, this is the outcome. More elegant, more something to be proud of.
The pain translates into effort, thankfully.
Yes. So how did you choose this theme, Mr. Fiki, or inspiration for this painting?
I saw this picture on Pinterest of like a character in the sky with riding an umbrella. And I thought that would be kind of cool if it was like a witch instead. So I took inspiration from that and did a whole different angle of the character. Sort of like, it's like if she was like using a skateboard, she'd be doing like a jump with the skateboard. That's the kind of moves that she's doing with this. Mm. It was hard doing this, but it turned out well. So I'm happy about it.
Yes. Turn it well. So good. You need to do this often like this. Masterpiece. So what are the key factors to consider when you doing this? So what would be the title? Sorry.
I was going with Soaring Through the Clouds or something like that. It's just...
Soaring Through the Cloud.
Something like that. I'll workshop it, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Soaring to the cloud is something else. How would you did the clouds? What techniques that you implemented to do the clouds?
I have all various brushes that I would use for like drawing the grass. I did my previous pieces. I used those in a different way to get sort of the texture and the details,
mm-hmm.
but make it so it fits, like it looks like it's a cloud instead. So it's a lot of different brushes, different textures, and all kinds of patterns from these brushes to make it sort of cloud-like.
Yes. So how do you approach the composition of this, or how did you balance the harmony within the piece of this painting? Because it's like so calm and so peaceful.
Yeah, I wanted it to be very like calming kind of piece, because I just wanted to make sure like all the colors were harmonizing. So I made sure it's all like sort of reddish tones throughout everything, and that sort of makes the piece feel more united.
Yes. So can you describe the process of layering the colors and texture?
I start off with like the base colors and then simple shading on the base, and then I apply all kinds of like red lights surrounding the character and different layer modes to make it so it looks red, and lots of effects.
Lots of effects. Yes, definitely. And mm-hmm. if you rate this Soaring Through the Clouds from 1 to 10, where is it?
I'm going to say 9 because it caused me so much pain.
Mm-hmm.
Last piece, I had a lot of fun. This one was just painful.
1 week. Oh, imagine 1 week. Usually you do like 12 hours, 5 hours, I know, right? 2 hours. But it paid the way because it's something else. So if you want to modify this Soaring the Clouds, which part of this art would you like to revise?
I might do a different kind of outfit or something, make it more witch-like. But this is like very Harry Potter-esque, mm-hmm. where they're like wearing a school uniform or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be kind of cool to do like a whole fantasy clothes and stuff like that.
Yeah, so how did you decide between the realistic versus the abstract style of this painting?
Background, I don't like having it have the lines and whatever. So I sort of make a compromise to make the background look a bit more realistic as opposed to the character. Because I'm a very comic style artist, so it doesn't fit as well having the lines.
Yes. With
the background.
Definitely. It's something else. But before we go on, Mr. Freaky, I'm inviting you to listen to my other podcast, Book 101 Review, with my fourth season, people. Fourth season already. It's been a long, long. That's like, I think the same with Abstract Essay. We are fourth season too. So please do listen to my other podcast, Book 101 Review, on our fourth season. And please do listen to my latest episode. What's my latest? With Safa Bernal, I'm going to upload today. We talk about poetry people, in celebration of Poetry Month this coming April. So we read lots of poem and lots of poetry books. So please do listen, Book 101 Review. And of course, my books on Book 101 Review, they are available on Amazon. Book 101, Volume 1, Volume 2, and Volume 3. Available on Amazon and leading online bookstores worldwide. So, Mr. Vicky, soaring through the clouds, how do you incorporate movement and energy to a static image of this magnificent painting of yours?
Well, you can see I have this little trail, like indicating that she flew from here all the way down and like below the clouds and come straight back up. And I used a bit of blur to make the like sort of speed lines, like she's going fast or something.
Yes.
And she's bursting through the clouds. So there's a lot of direction with the painting I'm going.
Something too. Proud of Mr. Freaky, you need to do like this often. So how do you know when a painting is complete, just like this?
When I feel like I can't add anything else and without making it more muddy.
Mm-hmm.
So I like having it be very concise and very clean without having too much going on.
Yes.
Yeah, you just sort of know, yeah.
Yes. So what strategies did you do to overcome this creative painting of yours?
Well, I use a lot of 3D stuff. Like, for example, the sort of shoes. I never draw shoes like this before.
Mm.
So I used like a model and sort of positioned it and got reference from that. And same with the broom. I never drew a broom before, so I had reference from a model. Just getting reference for the pieces you don't know how to draw. That's how you can improve your knowledge as an artist.
Yes. And for me, if I'm going to rate this painting of yours, I make it more higher. Let's say 9.5.
Oh, wow.
9.5 for me. Wow, something else. It's better than what is Miss Frankenstein.
Wow, your new favorite.
This is my new favorite. The soaring high, the soaring through clouds. So how has digital influenced traditional painting techniques?
Just sort of layering, I suppose. Layering different kinds of colors and different kinds of brushes to get sort of these different gradients and the sky and all these textures. Just layering mostly, I would say.
Yes.
Because you want to have a lot of color to make it not look so boring.
Definitely. To make it lively, alive, just like Mona Lisa. Just like smiling. Yes. He's smiling. He's like, are you really smiling at me? And
She's looking at me. Yes. She's looking at me.
Just like the painting of Jesus Christ. Usually my grandmother have hanging the portrait of Jesus Christ. And everywhere you go, it's like you're looking at you. And then, really? You're looking at me? I know. And they said, oh, Jesus. Jesus said, my grandmother always saying that, oh, Jesus said, don't steal.
And he's always watching you.
He's watching you like that. A portrait of Jesus, right? I think we are saying that if you're creating something that is alive, it's like that. Right, Mr. Vicky?
Oh, yes. I can't wait to get to that stage where I can...
Yeah, the eyes is like looking at you even if you're on the other side. Oh, he's just like looking at me. Can you do that, Mr. Vicky? I'll be a salute to you, Mr. Vicky, if you can do that. What are the key factors to consider when selecting a material such as like this? Or like in a paint, brushes, canvases for your painting?
Oh, I like having considering the texture, say like this sort of tights kind of stocking kind of thing she's wearing. It wouldn't be as like, the shading wouldn't be as hard. So you can't see it as well here because I put a lot of filters on, but when I was coloring it, I put like a gradient of like darker around the outsides and sort of like a little bit of lighter brown to represent her skin tone.
Mm-hmm.
And just that kind of thing where you're keeping in mind what kind of textures or characters of clothing and how that can be rendered out in the coloring.
Yes. So what do you think the role of lighting play in crafting this painting?
That's why it took me so long to do this, actually, because I couldn't figure out how to color this. Yes. So I wanted to make sure the light's coming, hitting the back of this character, and it'd be more darker on the side of the character. And it just took a lot of effort to make it so it's the character still shows up on such a light background, because it's sort of a really bright picture.
Do you think this is the beginning of this kind of paintings that you're going to contribute to the world? The world.
I can put this one in the museum.
Oh, yes.
Soaring to the clouds.
Soaring, yeah, it can be put in the one of the art museum in Vancouver.
And wow.
I went there some, I think, 2 years ago, and then to check those paintings that they are exhibiting. And I think your paintings can be qualified for those to be exhibited in Vancouver Art Museum.
Ooh,
oh, that'd be awesome. You need a real canvas.
I just printed out. It's okay.
Yes. And it's something else. And once in a while, people, I'm inviting you to do those stuff, scrutinizing paintings at the museum. And when I'm living in United Arab Emirates or in the Middle East, I usually go to the libraries, because in the Middle East, they use have exhibit, free exhibit of paintings in the library. And it's nice to scrutinize them and to think of what each of those paintings is something else. It make your brain tickles what this artist want to portray, and it's a nice hobby, people, rather than scrolling your iPhone or what TikTok the whole day.
Scrutinize the TikTok.
Yeah, scrutinize TikTok. Go to the real world, people.
But grass.
TikTok is good, but sometimes you need to go to the real world and do it manually, people. Scrutinizing one by one this painting of our of Mr. Fiki or whatever. Go to exhibition museum. You will appreciate it because it's something else. Who knows? Who knows, one of these days, Mr. Fiki will go to Vancouver Museum and exhibit all of his arts.
The new and upcoming artist little section, yeah.
The next, what's it, the next? Leonardo da Vinci. Oh, we're going to break Mona Lisa. Oh, my goodness. That'd be nice. That'd be awesome. And Michelangelo. People, I'm recommending to read the autobiography of Leonardo da Vinci by Sir Walter Isaacson. It's something else. You will learn a lot, and most especially if you are painting, and you will be able to know where Leonardo da Vinci get his inspiration in painting, and how did he get the magnificent Mona Lisa? So, Mr. Fiki, soaring the clouds, what are your struggles in creating this?
Yeah, a lot.
Can you give us five then? A lot.
The drawing the feet so you can see the bottom of the shoes, having this her sort of body proportions all match together and have really nice size. Her head was always too big or too small, so I had to adjust it many, many times. I had to adjust her legs so many times because I couldn't get it to look real. Drawing the clouds was also like a lot of things. But in the end, it was worth it, and I got my really good piece from it.
Oh, yes. Okay. And congratulations, because you did a great job. So, Mr. Fiki, once again, can we invite our listeners to support your art book?
Yes. Okay. Once again, I have my art book, The Art of Fruit Skew, with my favorite drawings over 4 years, 4 or 5 years. And if you are interested after seeing my art this week, then maybe this book might be for you. And you can enjoy that and the wonderful masterpieces I have created inside the book.
Yes, people, let's support Mr. Fritzky or Mr. Fiki, because if you support him, more art books to come. We're planning 100, so we will consider us already done. Already done.
There you go.
So, Mr. Fiki, for the last recap, what else you can say about your latest painting, Soaring Through the Clouds?
I'd say I am looking forward to having this kind of quality, because I think I'm becoming more and more consistent with my backgrounds, at least, and having a sort of theme to the pictures. So I'm looking forward to continuing that trend.
Yes.
So come back next week.
Yes. We are hoping that it's the same quality of art of Mr. Fiki next week. So, Mr. Fiki, thank you for your time.
Yeah. More to come, people. See you soon.
See you soon. Bye.